This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being. And to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you have come to the right place. We want to be your go-to source for all things health and nutrition. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, and we welcome your calls, 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Fran Petrie is the author of Twins Times 3. She's had twins three times, unbelievably, and she's going to talk to us about the stress that moms experience in raising children, how you can reduce it, and what husbands can do to provide more help. Stress is probably the most important non-nutritional physical burden on the body. Let's put it that way. And physical stress, as well as mental stress and emotional stresses, cost the body nutrition, add cortisol to the system, reduce our ability to fight diseases, or depress the immune system. They can lead to digestive health problems, thyroid problems. So psychological stress, emotional stress, spiritual stress for that matter, are all just important as physiologic stress. We'll talk to Dr. Petrie, Fran Petrie. I don't think she's a doctor. We'll talk to Fran Petrie at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, please head to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And if you want to purchase Youngevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. So, I read an article here this morning about cholesterol, or about statin drugs, I should say. This is from the New York Times. A fitness downside to statin drugs. From the column, their phys ed column, that's a, I suppose, physical education column. Taking cholesterol statin drugs seem to make exercise more difficult and less beneficial, a new study in mice suggests. Mice are not humans, obviously. But it doesn't matter, because the point is the same. Cholesterol is a stress molecule. It's a life stress molecule. And when you exercise, your cholesterol is supposed to go up. In an experiment that this study was based on, statins were, quote, very effective in lowering cholesterol levels. But animals moved less if they were taking statins than if they weren't taking the drugs. And when they did move, mice on statins developed fewer advantageous physical changes within their muscles. They didn't get the benefits of the workout. They couldn't move. That's with statin drugs. It's the most idiotic idea to me that you lower your cholesterol in order to protect your heart, but you can't move your body. You can't think. You can't do all the things cholesterol is supposed to do. So when they tell you about statin drugs, how wonderful they are, they tell you how it lowers your cholesterol, and we know cholesterol is associated with heart disease. Yes, we know. I'm putting air quotes right here. And so you should take your statin drugs, but what they don't tell you is you can't. It's impossible to to not have other effects. If it's working on your heart, it's going to work on your muscles. If it's working on the cholesterol that's being flowing around in your blood, it's going to work on the cholesterol everywhere else. It's just common sense. It's craziness. We've lost our marbles. Our medical model has lost its marbles. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Further on from this article in the New York Times. But statins are not without risks. They have been found to increase the risk for type 2 diabetes. We talked about that yesterday. Another sign of the lunacy of statin mania. You take your statin drug to lower your cholesterol to protect your heart. It increases your risk dramatically of getting diabetes, which messes up your heart. They can also result in muscle aches and fatigue. In some studies of people taking statins, as many as 20% report significant muscle pain. Anyway, I read this article this morning. It's nothing you haven't heard before if you've listened to this radio program. I've been talking about it for decades, since I was in pharmacy, since I was a young pharmacist. Statin drugs came out a couple years after I graduated pharmacy school, about a year after I graduated pharmacy school, statin drugs came out. Before then, they used to use adsorbents, substances that would suck up cholesterol. This was a revolution in cholesterol control with statin drugs, and Mevacor was the first one. And oh my God, that shot to the top of the charts in no time at all, because everybody thinks cholesterol causes heart disease, including representatives of the medical model. Not picking on doctors. I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and I'm not picking on doctors. I'm just saying the medical model, the corporate medical model. By the way, doctors are getting screwed around by this medical model as much as, I don't say as much as patients, but a lot. It isn't all a bed of roses for doctors in this modern medical model era of ours, and doctors are very unsatisfied. They want to help people. They don't want to just give out drugs. I know that's the stereotype, but that's not really true. Doctors want to help people, but they're stuck in this medical model. You know, if a doctor doesn't give out drugs for specific health challenges, they can be sued for malpractice if they don't follow what is called standards of care. So the doctor is a victim too. And I don't like picking on individual doctors. Anyway, cholesterol, the reason I thought this was important to talk about is because cholesterol is important for the skin. We've been talking about the skin, and we're going to continue talking a lot about the skin. Cholesterol plays a major role in skin health, and if you're on statin drugs, you're going to have a higher risk of an impaired skin barrier, a stratum corneum, the surface of the skin. I'll tell you what I mean here in a second. And you'll also have defects in making moisture factors. This can lead to exacerbated dry skin, especially in older people who are already prone towards dry skin. Cholesterol is an extremely important skin molecule. It's actually made in the skin. And using cholesterol topically can have great healing benefits. I put in my Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream. And between me and the fence post, that's one of the secrets in why Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream is so multifunctional and so healing. If you haven't experienced it, it really is. It's the most amazing formulation I've ever put together. In 30-plus years of formulating products, that's probably the most important product ever formulated, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream. You can find it at truthtreatments.com. It's great for so many different things. I almost feel embarrassed talking about it, but it's just the most amazing healing product you'll ever use. If you burn yourself or cut yourself, it's a great moisturizer. And the secret is the cholesterol. Cholesterol is uber important for skin health, and if you're taking a statin drug, you might also want to consider taking some essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6, like your ultimate EFAs. And by the way, omega-6 essential fatty acids act like statin drugs. How do you like that? They have a natural cholesterol-lowering effect. I shouldn't say omega-6. The blend of omega-6 and omega-3. Essential fatty acids are cholesterol-lowering. They're natural statin drugs. They're natural estrogens, too, for folks on hormone replacement therapy. So if you take essential fatty acids, if you make sure you're supplementing with your ultimate EFAs and you're on a statin drug, you may find that you don't need the statin drug after a while. And you may find if you take niacin. We talked about that yesterday. Niacin. And interestingly, the nutrients that help you with your cholesterol also help you with your blood sugar. And nutrients that help you with cholesterol will also help you with your skin. And make no mistake about it, as a formulator, a skincare formulator, I'm telling you this, there's nothing more important from a physical perspective for taking care of your skin than a good nutritional supplement program, especially one that features the fats. Fatty vitamins, essential fatty acids, cholesterol, as well as minerals that are handled by the fat processing system in the body, especially zinc and selenium also. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Fran Petrie coming up at the bottom of the hour talking about stress in children and what you can do about it. And we'll get your calls this segment. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or if you have a comment or success story you would like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Got new products coming out here pretty soon, so you might want to keep checking. And we also have a blog that we update at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And got also a YouTube page and a Facebook page and an Instagram page. If you just Google Truth Treatments or Pharmacist Ben and Truth Treatments, you'll get all kinds of good information about the skin. 844-236-6010 is our number. From ACTA Neuropathologica, it's a neurology journal. Parkinson's disease is usually thought of as a disease of the brain, but new research suggests that it starts in the gut, as so many chronic problems do. In experiments with laboratory rats, a research team from Aarhus University in Denmark have shown that the disease migrates from the gut to the brain to the heart. I've been saying this for decades, since I first heard about it in pharmacy school. And we learned about all kinds of stuff in pharmacy school that we're just starting to find out about now. So it wasn't just first mooted in 2003. I remember I had a professor in pharmacy school who talked about gut bacteria, which nobody knew about back then except for a few esoteric researchers, and Parkinson's disease. And indeed, gut microbes play a major role in addition to the movement of the intestine. Chronic constipation often precedes Parkinson's disease. Chronic digestive issues often precede Alzheimer's dementia, and they're associated with flare-ups. Digestive, eating the wrong foods. Please, people, if you know somebody with Parkinson's, if you have a loved one who has Parkinson's, notice when the symptoms flare up. Guaranteed, you're going to see there's a relationship between certain foods, certain things that are ingested. It could be fruit juices. It could be Diet Coke or a regular Coke. It could be gluten. There's all kinds of things that we eat that interact with the gut lining and then ultimately interact with the blood and the circulation. And this is where dementias and mental health, brain health problems often begin. From Scientific News Magazine, gut microbes relieve autism symptoms. How do you like that? Giving children with autism a healthier mix of gut bacteria as a way to improve behavioral symptoms continued to work even 2 years after treatment ended. What do we have to see? What do we have to know? What do we have to? What evidence do we need to have in our repertoires, our research repertoires to prove that there's this massive relationship between the nervous system, the brain, and the digestive system, and there's a massive relationship between the digestive system and all other chronic degenerative diseases. I'm saying this not because I want to harp on food or I'm Mr. Organic guy, but if we're sick, this represents a powerful, powerful healing option, powerful healing strategy. Work on the gut. Use your nightly essence. Eat fermented foods. Bile salts, pancreatin, eat less foods, do a food diary, intermittent fasting, ketogenic diet. I mean, it's really endless the ways that we can protect our digestive system. And again, not to beat up anybody or judge anybody for food or for their food choices, but if you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, this is a major, major leverage point for us to be able to control and control our own lives and liberate ourselves from pharmacy, from the pharmacomedical model, we'll say. All right, 844-236-6010, time to go to the phones, and we do have lines open. Let's talk to our friend Elaine in Alaska. What's up, Elaine?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing great. What's going on today?
Nice. Yeah, I just have a question. Our pastor, he recently had a heart attack, and he's in his mid-50s. He lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I know.
Was he very overweight at one time?
At one time. And he, about 4 or 5 years ago, lost quite a bit of weight.
Okay.
His cardiologist said if you would have had a stress test the day before, you would have passed. Because his cardiologist said it was the weirdest heart attack he's ever seen. Because he had all his numbers, you know, everything looked good. So they put a stent in. And I'm giving him physical therapy for some of the fascial pain that he's been having, and he's doing better. And he's on the Tangy Tangerine.
Good deal.
And he's, you know, thinking about doing some CoQ10 because they want him for 1 year.
What are you thinking? What's he thinking?
I know.
So what's he thinking? Should I or shouldn't I? I don't understand.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
So for 1 year, he has to be on statins and Plavix?
Well, hang on. I want to work with this a little bit. What's he thinking about CoQ10?
I know.
I'm not sure I want to do it. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, he's just looking for that advice because you don't get it from the cardiologist.
That's craziness. All right, CoQ10 is not optional, especially on a statin drug. It's not optional. It's a must-have for heart disease. It's a must-have for statin drugs. Even if you don't have heart disease, it's a must-have if you have both statin drugs and heart disease. It's not a choice. And by the way, you don't have to have heart disease to benefit, or you don't have to be on statin drugs to benefit. CoQ10 is not essential. Your body can make it, but it's made in the liver. It's a detox substance. Helps us detoxify things, and the more toxins you're ingesting, the less likely you're going to be to have enough CoQ10 to take care of your heart and your nervous system and all the other things CoQ10 does. It's super important. It's relatively cheap, although the good stuff, ubiquinol, is a little pricier, I will say that. But you don't need ubiquinol necessarily. There's ubiquinol, O-L, and there's ubiquinone, O-N-E, O-R-N-E, O-L or N-E. The way they end has an implication in how well they're handled by the body. Ubiquinol is really the stuff you want, but the body can turn the cheaper stuff into ubiquinol. So either way, you definitely need to be on CoQ10. Vitamin C, magnesium, carnitine, chromium, selenium, essential fats, niacin, and all the B vitamins. In fact, just niacin plus the B vitamins, veggie juices, bone soup, glucosamine. There's so many wonderful things you could do for the heart. And for the medical model to this simple-minded way, take a statin drug, it's just not intelligent. It's bad science. It's not fair to do that to patients. It's just a terrible thing. So if you're on standard, at the very least, it's going to keep your body from making CoQ10. At the very least, get yourself on some CoQ10. It's cheap enough.
And he's like 180, 190 pounds. So
how tall? How tall?
He's 6'4".
All right, good. So he's a beanpole. So
he was 260. He lost a lot of weight.
Okay, gotcha. Good for him. So give him about 200. I would do about 200 milligrams a day.
Okay.
200 to 200, somewhere in there. 200 wouldn't hurt him.
Okay.
I can't really overdose on it.
Okay.
It's a little pricey. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey.
All right. Good to talk to you, Elaine. Have a great day. Okay. I wanted to discuss this really cool article that isn't really necessarily health, but it's kind of interesting. It's about using computer chips, about the relationship between computer chips and cells. Using cells as computers, taking cells out of insects and turning them into computers, or interfacing cells with artificial intelligence, all of which takes advantage of the fact that the cells are like computer chips, they're information processors. And in the future, we're going to have something called wetware, which is like biological software. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We got Fran Petrie coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could another ISIS leader be dead? President Trump is claiming another big hit against the Islamic State. tweeting this morning that the most likely candidate to replace ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been, quote, terminated by American troops. But the president's offered no other details. Al-Baghdadi blew himself up in a tunnel in Syria on Saturday night after being confronted by U.S. forces. The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine up. You can search 8-plus years of archives of great health information and nutrition information. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And we've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of free information, and also our skin health products. Don't forget to take a look at our Shoot Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. If you're a skin health, skincare connoisseur and you want nothing but the best, you really owe it to yourself to check out TruthTreatments.com. All these products were developed in my wound healing pharmacy. Wound healing, as it turns out, involves the same mechanisms as beautification. Healing is beauty. truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs, nothing it doesn't. Truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. And I am excited to have our next guest on, Fran Petrie. Had a very, very interesting experience, and she's written about it. She's had three sets of twins, and her book is Twins Times X. And now she talks about stress and moms and raising children, ways you can reduce stress, and interestingly, how husbands can do more to help reduce stress. Let's see what else here. That's it. Let's talk to Fran. What's up, Fran?
Hi, Dan. Thank you so much for having me on today. What an honor.
Thank you for being on the program. Twins times three. That is a very interesting experience that you have, that you've got. How old are your twins now?
Wow, yes. I'm happy to say that we're at the point where there's no longer any diapers involved, and life can be a little bit more manageable these days. With my youngest set having just turned 12 10 days ago, my middle set, my youngest set are boys, my middle set just turned 20 2 days ago, and my girls are my eldest set, and they're 24.
So you've been doing this for 24 years. Support groups for people who have multiple sets of twins? Have you run into other families like this, twin families?
Oh, certainly. Well, for one thing, they run on my mother's side of the family. There are many multiple sets of multiples, multiple sets of fraternal twins. That is what we tend to produce. And, this day and age, of course, with social media, I have connected with many multiple groups on Facebook, for instance, et cetera. And there's also one that is called Moms of Multiple Multiples. So, you know, we're all out there. There's definitely more than, we're definitely more, common than expected. When it tends to be something that runs in your family, probability is there. That and the fact that, today, I guess, with a lot of the infertility treatments that are available, people tend to, there are, I guess, just a better chance of ending up with more than one set of twins or even more.
So you got girls and boys and girl boy.
That's correct. Every combination.
That's really, really cool. And so you're on social media. Tell people how they can get a hold of you on social media, and let me ask a couple questions after that.
Sure, absolutely. For one thing, I've got a blog. It's a mom blog that started about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's just franpetrie.com. So it's franpetrie.com. Brandon, myself, as a mom of twins and for a mom with all three sets of twins, being able to help with resources, experiences from my own background, and helping mothers, everything from pregnancy all the way to sending your twins off to college, and so that's probably what I would say is the best place where you can contact me. I'm on Facebook under Fran Petrie. You can find me on Instagram as well as on Twitter.
P-I-T-R-E, Petrie.
That's correct.
Right, so now this just kind of crossed my mind here. Because twins form certain kind of bonds, right? Is there an interesting relationship between the bonds that twins form and the family bond, how everybody gets together as a family?
Well, just speaking from my own experience, is basically how I can, go from this, I guess, in order to make a description. I have my first girls, my first set of girls, they were extremely close, little toddlers that developed their own language. Even though they're not identical twins, they're very, very tight, very close, and they had their own little world that that they grew up in. It was just the three of us for quite some time because my husband did travel a lot. So it was myself and my two little ones, and I found that those little girls had a bond that I couldn't even get into, quite often.
Mm-hmm.
What happened as they got older, though, the peer pressure, the older children going to school type of thing, they did kind of pull apart a bit. They had different interests that developed, and their different personalities started to really reveal themselves. They had different likes, different dislikes, different directions that they were interested in going into. And to this day, at 24, they are very close. However, they are not as close as even my other two sets of twins. So that's just one experience I can, describe there. But my closest set of twins, believe it or not, are my son and my daughter. those two are inseparable. At 20 years old, they still have the same core of friends together.
Wow.
They are each have a significant other these days, and they're always double dating. Everything they do is together. So those two little kids that started out as little boy and girl have been the closest of my of all three sets of my twins, and they're of course a different gender.
This is the middle. These are the middle ones.
My middle set, yes, sir.
Now,
my little boys now are 12, and those two, I'm not sure if they're fighting more than they're not, but they tend to be more of the battles, too. They tend to, you know, they may play well together most of the time, but I think a lot of what they do is competition with each other. So
that's the
perspective that I can see of my all three sets of my twins together now as a family. All of us are close, though we all we still prefer to sit down at the table together at dinner time if it's possible, if everyone's around with jobs and experience activities, etc. However, for the most part, if we're going to have sit down and have dinner, we all just the room gets so loud. The laughter is, off the charts, and we just enjoy each other's company tremendously. And somehow we survived 2 years ago, or actually it'll be 2 years at Christmas, a road trip in a extended van that all eight of us took for two solid weeks. And we survived it and went beyond that. We had an absolutely fantastic time traveling out to Colorado, as a matter of fact, from Jacksonville, Florida, and did and skied and spent Christmas out there, just the eight of us, and had an absolutely fantastic family time out there. And I think for the most part, I can see that at least from the Petrie's perspective, we are a close knit family. Twins, they do have a bond each different set, but I also find that the siblings themselves, connect with each other. Individuals, because that's what it comes down to. They're all completely individual and people their true selves come out individually each and every day.
Fran, are these identical twins?
No, sir. Fran? Every set is fraternal. They're all just
Fraternal twins.
They're all just siblings that were born in twos.
So, all right. So we got to take a break. When we come back,
sure.
I want to talk about that stress, the whole stress thing. All right, because we talk
absolutely
a lot about stress and what you can do about it. I want to hear some of your stress management techniques, because if anybody has them, it's got to be you, I would think. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben 844. I'm sorry, we're talking to Fran Petrie. Don't call in, because we're talking to Fran Petrie about stress and motherhood. We'll continue on the bright side right after this commercial break. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, talking to Fran Petrie about stress and motherhood. Fran is the mom of three sets of fraternal twins. Her book is Twins Times Three. And you get the book on Amazon, I imagine, right? Or just bookstores?
Yes, sir. Okay. You can find it also at twinstimes3.com.
Twinstimes3.com. Okay, great. So what do you do for stress? And I imagine that some of your strategies for managing stress are going to be the same as for managing stress for folks who don't have twins or kids in general. What's your strategy? What do you do?
I am a firm believer in taking care of myself, and it's been a very good mentality that I think has really played off on myself and my family. It's been able to prove, you know, to my own daughters as they aged and watched me and become adults themselves that, you know, this life is difficult. This life can be very challenging, but there's ways to manage it. We all have those moments of just being overwhelmed with things that we take on. And so what I have basically developed my own strategies is in self-care. It's about making sure that I get enough sleep. When my children were all small, and I had, especially the time when I had four small ones at one time, and my husband was often out of town. He's an architect. He was often on sites that were out of town for weeks at a time. And so I was it. And I was, you know, the mom and the dad, and making sure that everything, all the plates kept spinning without dropping. And there were times that I felt though that I was running out of steam and running out of my own ability to cope with just even the smallest little challenges, because after a while my ability would start to run out. So getting sleep was probably the most important thing. So I found ways to just make it happen. I had to. It became a priority. And the best way for me to ensure a good night's sleep was exercise during the day. So we would pack up everybody, and we would all go on walks. We'd go to the park. I'd get all the kids out, and we would be active. And so, you know, that has been something that I have been able to incorporate a long time ago. 20 years later, it's something that's still a very, very foundational part of my life, and it's really rubbed off on all of my children.
Now, when you say exercise, you don't necessarily mean gym exercise.
No, I mean that what I try to do every single day is I go through a routine of stretching, and my kids have laughed about it since the time they were little. I literally lay down on the floor in the afternoon toward the evening part of the day when I feel stress is the biggest and has built up over the hours of the day, and I stretch every joint as much as I possibly can. I reach, and my children have done the same thing. They'll mimic me and do the same thing. My animals do the same thing. My cats and my dog will walk all over me too. I try to just extend all of my my limbs and my neck, and I try to make sure that I release from all of those joints the pent up stress that has built up. And it allows me, I believe, it allows me just to feel better all over. And then I get us up and we'll go take a walk after dinner. We'll go walk the dog. And it's just become part of our lives just to be up and be active. And all of my children have grown up to become people that like to be up and out, outside more than inside. So no, it's not about going to the gym so much. However, we do that as well. I don't have a membership myself right now. I've got my own, little self gym in the house where I've got a treadmill and such and free weights. But for the most part, I think it's just being active, being outside, getting fresh air, and rubbing that off on your kids, and letting them realize the importance of putting that gaming device down, that cell phone down, getting out and just being together or on your own and allowing that stress just to relieve, just to get out of your system by just letting your head be, clear, allowing fresh air and exercise just to help clear your mind, and your stress level just reduces tremendously.
Where does nutrition come in? Food, nutrition, nutritional supplementation?
Well, I believe that's extremely important. Today it's just so easy to grab those convenience foods, and that's been something I've kind of fought with over the years, where it's more important to have a real good, solid breakfast, for all of our kids, as opposed to grabbing those waffles and those, Pop-Tart kinds of things. I make sure that everybody leaves the house still as well as I can, still, the ones that are still here, with good, solid nutrition. I'll make, a big pan of scrambled eggs in the morning and make sure everybody has a little bit of good, solid protein to leave the house with. We also, we have multivitamins. I'm a firm believer of the B vitamins, just for energy, for brain health, for all that good, be able to tap into throughout the day, because we all have extremely busy days and busy lives. So, I'm absolutely, a firm believer. Not only that, but of allowing yourself, there was a time that I was, overweight from all the children, all the babies, and I found I can't be this. So, focusing on good nutrition, making sure that I got my body back to where it needed to be, where I felt, in peak performance level for the day-to-day, demands on our lives, that is very important. And I think that my husband and I both, let our children realize that is a huge priority. And as I said, they really have followed in step with us as well, so that, they all are all healthy, and living their lives to the fullest. And I'm proud to say that.
How about from a psychological or even a spiritual perspective?
Very important as well. Very important as well. We spiritually, we are Christian, and we are very, church-going people. We always have been. My husband and I, before we were even married, knew that that was the center of our relationship and became the center of our marriage. And that is how we've raised our children. And they realize that is being the center of marriage that has now gone on 34 years. Hasn't been perfect, never has always been perfect. However, we've always, worked through our problems and prayed through all the big decisions that we've had to make, the challenges we've had, the struggles we've had. We've come through, because our faith has been strong all along. As for psychological and emotional, good heavens, I'll tell you, there was a time, I think so much of it has to do with communication. If we can talk out what's going on and not feel as though that what we experience and the times that we just can't seem to get through something is any sign of weakness, and we keep it inside, that's the worst thing we can do, obviously. And so I'm a firm believer, and I really encourage, all of us in our family, at least, just we need to be in full communication with each other. Let everyone know what's going on. Talk it out. let's talk it out. It needs to be just between two people, you know, and make it a private situation. That's absolutely fine. As long as we are talking and we're not keeping things in, we've always let our children know that there's nothing that they can do that we can't, you know, understand, that we haven't been through ourselves. And we're there for them and also for each other. My husband has been one of those wonderful men, and I've been so grateful. He's always been such a hands-on father. I've never had a situation where I've never had that help, that support, that guy that just jumps up and changes the diapers in the middle of the night and brings the babies to me, you know, for feedings and such. And during the times that we've had, you know, challenges, it's always been, we've always known that we could talk it out together, and know that that is the foundation of success, is being able to figure out how to, you know, to work this problem out as a team, as a family, as a couple, as a mother to son, as a mother to daughter, as, you know, as siblings to each other. And hopefully that you know will go on in their lives as they become young adults.
Fran, I've got about a minute. I want you to give me two really good tips for stress management, not necessarily for twins or for moms, but just two of your favorites.
Just to handle stress, as I said, I think the biggest thing for me is those times that I've been able to have a little bit of alone time, take care of myself, so that, because if I don't take care of me, who's going to take care of them? So, you know, I've got to make sure that I'm eating well, that I'm sleeping, that I'm getting 6 hours of sleep at least a night. That is huge. The times that were the worst in my life were those times when I was, like, sleep deprived. So that's huge. And the other thing that I would say is just, you know, have that time with your relationship, with your husband, with your wife, your significant other. Get out there, enjoy life. You know, life is short. Take care of yourself and take care of each other.
Thank you, Fran Petrie. The book is Twins Times 3. And the website one more time?
You can go right to franpetrie.com. It'll link to all the things that I'm doing and all the information I'd love to share with you.
Great. Thank you so much, Fran. Appreciate having you on. Good luck with everything. That was Fran Petrie. Your book is Twins Times 3. Go to Fran Petrie, FranPetrie.com for more information. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. You can get Truth products at TruthTreatments.com, Longevity products at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's BrightSideBen.com.
Maybe not.